Firefighters are still on the scene of a quick-moving fire that burned 5 homes in rural Mason County, Washington on Friday. The destruction is evidence of dry conditions, even on the west side of the Cascades. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins spoke with residents who are just beginning to take stock of what they lost.
Chris Fite sifts through the remains of the triple-wide trailer he shared with his sister, her 3 kids, and their grandfather. He emerges with a charred book that disintegrates in his hands as he opens it.
You can see the pages, but the words have been erased from the pages. It's weird. It's eerie.
Next, Fite finds the remnants of his computer. It held photos of his 2 children going back to when they were infants.
I remember what they looked like, so that's good enough, I guess.
As Fite surveys the destruction, he admits to still being in shock.
It's like you have to force yourself to just accept it, because there's nothing here.
To cope, Fite steals away a few minutes here and there to play his guitar, which was in his truck and didn't burn in the fire.
Yeah, it's good therapy.
The fire burned so hot the aluminum siding on the mobile home melted into blobs. It also burned 3 cars. Fite's sister and her kids were gone when the fire broke out late Friday afternoon, but he was here and tried desperately to save the place.
Everywhere you see dirt in the field, I was digging, trying to stop the fire coming this way.
He also used a hose until the power went out and the pump stopped working. He was sure firefighters would arrive and save the day. But that never happened.
I just kept waiting to see the flashing red lights, savior, come through the smoke.
According to fire officials, it took the first volunteer crew 24 minutes to arrive. Finally, Fite had to give up, grab what he could, and flee.
Just armloads of stuff. I don't even know what I ended up grabbing in the end.
This fire didn't stop at Chris Fite's house. In fact, I'm walking along a single-lane road that the fire jumped. It moved into some pasture and grassland and then headed for the trees. That's where firefighters were finally able to get it stopped, but not before it had burned about 100 acres and destroyed 5 homes.
It moved incredibly fast.
That's Dave Guffler, the incident commander for this fire. He's with Washington's Department of Natural Resources. Guffler says a wildfire like this that destroys homes in western Washington is rare.
I've lived around here all my life. I've never seen it this dry.
The fire started on Byron Smith's property.
I was sitting in my house, and for some untold reason, I looked out my window and saw this little puff of smoke.
He yelled fire to his son and ran out to try to get it out, but it was windy and he didn't have much water pressure.
It whirlwinded and just...
The flames quickly consumed 2 mobile homes on the property and a shop before spreading to his mother's nearby house, and then headed for the neighbors.
I feel terrible, and I wished I could have done more. I wished I could do more for the people that lost so much more than me.
The cause of the fire is still under investigation, and Smith doesn't want to speculate, but he's worried about the liability he could face. A bit later, his 90-year-old mother, Dolores Murphy, and her husband, Robert, returned to see the charred remains of their mobile home. They lost all of their family photos going back several generations.
They're all gone, every one of them. I had all my family, my mom, dad, all my kids and everything.
Over 100 years of history went up in smoke.
Yeah.
There was a moment when the fire was headed toward her house that Dolores' son Byron thought she might be trapped inside. It turns out she was on an errand. Just the thought makes him suddenly very emotional.
I'm glad nobody lost her life.
Everybody,
you know, people lost material things, but these people are still alive.
With that, the family walks hand in hand through the charred remains, taking stock of what's been lost and what matters most. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.